People began gathering around the roundabout early in the morning when it was still chilly. Carbondale resident Noah Davis was bundled up and handing out donuts. He says he's excited to see the sculpture go up.
To have this focal piece when you first come into the town with the sculpture in the middle with the flowers out in spring is really going to be something to see. I can't wait to see it at night in the snow and the sunshine and all the different environments that it's going to be visible in.
The sculpture features elements like a thread, needles, a flower, and a tree coming out of a long green vase. A marble platform was the first to be installed. Next, a crane pulled the sculpture up into the air.
Oh, there it goes! The crane's picked it up and it's going up. Woohoo!
Sue Edelstein is involved with the Carbondale Public Arts Commission and was the liaison between the commission and the artist. To say this moment is exciting, she says, is an understatement.
It's more than exciting. This is something that's been rattling around for about 7 years in my head, and to see it really happening is quite wonderful.
Artist James Searles is recognized around the world for his sculptures, drawings, and prints that feature natural images and human forms. The 71-year-old was actively involved in yesterday's installation. He says he's particularly proud of this piece.
I mean, the weather's perfect. It's warmed up. It's tolerable. It's very good. The stone went on perfect. The sculpture's fixed to go in. It's a very good day. It's a very good day.
After moving slowly through the air, the sculpture was lowered gingerly onto the platform, and Searles threw his hat into the air. Searles donated the work to the town, and community members raised $200,000 to pay him back for his materials. Searles expects the sculpture to be in its position in the roundabout for the next 100 years.